It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. Last week you mentioned that patrol staffing is currently at 50% because of losses to higher-paying police agencies.
Our patrol division is actually authorized to have 20 total officers. Currently there's only 10, so we have folks that are working extra duty, extra hours, and in the meantime we do have 7 or 8 officers right now that are either in the police academy or waiting to attend the police academy, but that's going to take months before these new officers can be on the street. We hope to be able to stem this 25-year trend of losing both officers and firefighters to other higher-paying police and fire departments. The basic police academy is 4 months. Then you come back to the police department. You go through a structured field training and evaluation program that is at least another 3 months before we even consider letting you be alone in a police car by yourself to work patrol.
There's been talk about setting up a training facility in the city of Parsons in conjunction with the academy. How's that going?
We are at the point where we've done some inside demolition to the old strip mall at 21st and Corning. Will become a police training annex. There'll be a partnership. The Kansas Law Enforcement Training Center will have 2 large classrooms in that facility. That will take care of in-service training for law enforcement, dispatchers, emergency service personnel in the 19-county area of southeast Kansas. Once they are fully up and running, which will be sometime after the beginning of the year in 2023, their goal eventually is to provide 3,000 man days of training a year. As they ramp up, that will be a busy part of the community. But it's also going to be drawing in a lot of police officers, sheriff's deputies, dispatchers, other emergency service folks who are also going to be spending money in town for breakfast, lunches, dinners, might be staying at the hotels for a day or two for extended training. And they're also going to be bringing in all these other police cars while they're going to training. So at some point, we may see a more noticeable police presence in the community starting in 2023. Even though they may not necessarily be doing patrol work, there is a deterrent, displacement, and a prevention effect just from our nefarious bad guys who may wonder why all of the police officers are here in Parsons all the time.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.